Today, President Biden meets with Asian American leaders in Atlanta after a gunman opened fire at three massage businesses there. Six of the eight people killed were women of Asian descent. Police arrested the only suspect. He's a 21-year-old white man who's said to have been a customer at two of the spas. Police have not determined a motive, but the violence comes amid a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans. FBI Director Christopher Wray spoke about that in an exclusive interview with NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, the Atlanta shootings are still under investigation, but tell us what Director Wray said about the FBI's work on it.
Wray told me the Bureau is playing a rather limited role for now, but that the incident really struck home with him. Here's what he had to say.
So, obviously, it's a heartbreaking incident, and it hits particularly close to home for me since I consider Atlanta home. And so I certainly grieve for the victims and their families. The FBI is supporting state and local law enforcement, specifically APD, the Atlanta Police Department, and the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. So we're actively involved, but in a support role. And while the motive remains still under investigation, at the moment, it does not appear that the motive was racially motivated. But I really would defer to the state and local investigation on that for now.
And Lisa, important to note that Atlanta police say nothing is off the table when it comes to hate crimes charges.
So even if police are not linking the shooting to as a racially motivated matter of violence, it's still coming as hate crimes are on the rise. What did Director Wray have to say about that?
Yeah, the director told me he's been concerned about hate crimes for some time now and that he's done some work within the FBI to try to reach out to that Asian American and Pacific Islander community. Here's more from him.
Within our civil rights program, which is one of our top programs, hate crimes are the highest priority component of that and have been. In connection with the AAPI, the Asian American Pacific Islander community in particular, it's something we've been tracking, especially over the last year or so. And even since March of last year, we've done over 60 different outreach events with that community around the country.
And Lisa, I've learned that Attorney General Merrick Garland, the new Attorney General, also had an off-the-record meeting with representatives from the Asian American community earlier this week as well.
I want to switch, Carrie, to what happened on January 6th, because the FBI is still trying to get to the bottom of the insurrection at the Capitol. What updates did he give you on that?
He said it's an enormous investigation, something like 400 people charged so far, but they're not done yet. They're going to keep on digging. So far, the director said that they've seen some small conspiracies, but they continue to look further. And they have not yet seen evidence of a bigger national conspiracy, but he said they're going to keep digging.
One other issue, Christopher Wray was an appointee of Donald Trump, but the president soured on him. He made the FBI into his punching bag, according to some. Did Wray have anything to say about morale at the agency since Donald Trump left office?
Basically, the director told me he didn't pay any attention to former President Trump's mean tweets, but he did say this when I asked him about whether he had left a resignation letter just in case.
I guess all I would say is I'm a low-key guy. But nobody should mistake my demeanor for what my spine is made out of. And I made a commitment when I was nominated that I was going to do this job one way, by the book. And that's the way I've tried to approach it since day one. That's the way I'm going to continue to approach it.
And Lisa, the FBI director serves a 10-year term, so Chris Wray could be around another 6.5 years or so.
Okay. Speaking to FBI Director Christopher Wray, NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Nice to talk to you. Thank you, Carrie.
My pleasure. Thank you.